This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Ask Paul Hamilton how the Sabres played last night, however. I mean, just, he'll tell you anything. Everything. That's I hope that's true, because that's actually my plan right now, is to ask Paul how he thought the Sabres did last night. Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. So, this seems like one of those games, Paul, where the Sabres probably deserved better, but... You know, it doesn't feel great saying that, especially at 0-3. How much blame do they deserve?
Well, there are a lot of things to like. I mean, look how they did defensively. I mean, Luukkonen basically saw very few rebounds. I mean, made the first save. The guys were right there to clear the rebounds, and off they went up into the offensive zone. They'd break out and go. I thought they got back. I thought they were on top of the Kings. I thought they killed plays very well. I thought the penalty killing was fantastic, and there were a lot of things to like. They generated chances, they generated shots. What I didn't like is a minute and 5-on-3, and they got one scoring chance, and was it right at the end when Dahlin got the puck into the corner, and then found Thompson in front, and that was really the only decent scoring chance they had the whole time. And that obviously can make a difference. You score there, and then Dahlin's mistake in the third period makes it 2-1,
right?
Not tied, you know. And maybe you don't feel so bad about it, you know, if you score on the 5-on-3. But to get only one scoring chance, to have a 5-on-3 that long, was the power play better? Yeah, I thought they competed better, but still, it's not anywhere where it needs to be. But there were. You know, they basically played the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, and they had the better of the play for most of the game because of it. But just like last year, they can't score goals, and they make ordinary goaltenders look like world beaters. And Lindy Ruff said it himself last night in the postgame that, you know, if we keep going like that, he goes, we're either going to score goals or we're going to put 82 goaltenders in the All-Star game. And he's not wrong.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, remember last year, every now and then there would be a goaltender called up from the minors and he looked like Dominic Hasek, you know, and would steal a game for the team. And it's just happening way too much. And then, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, was Tage Thompson's 47-goal year just luck? Oh, honestly, what I think it is teams play him differently now. And he hasn't found a way around that. And it affects him, and he shoots wide way too much. I mean, look at the amount of shot attempts he had last night compared to shots on goal.
Right.
And that happens a lot to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting to say here, Paul, is, like, I can appreciate, you know, being, you know, a card-carrying member of the goalie parent union, you know, a goalie having a good night. But I did not think at all that they got goalied, so to speak, last night, because they let them off the hook so many times. Like, I don't know how many times, sitting in my living room with my kid, one of us was yelling, hit the net! Like, talk is wide, Thompson, like, it's just, oh, it's maddening. I mean, so I want to give them credit for being, you know, on point and generating those opportunities. But, man, the name of the game is to put those in the net. You've got your best guys and good opportunities, or even great opportunities, and too often they're just missing.
It's not unreasonable to say they could add easily 5 or 6 goals in that game. And then your two major mistakes aren't that big a deal.
Right.
Because it's 5-2 then, instead of you're behind 2-1. And I'm not talking about being unreasonable here. Easily. I mean, they worked hard at the end of the period for Benson. Now, that's bad luck. I mean, Benson scores. they worked hard to get that goal, and it was as close as it possibly could have been.
Yep.
But it was the right call. No goal. I mean, the clock hit zero a split second before the puck crossed the line. And so not only are you not scoring goals, but you don't have luck on your side either. I mean, it's too bad, you know, you just didn't have a shade more time, and at least you get a goal there. But they put the work in, but that's not good enough. You've got to be able to convert.
He makes a little move to his backhand on that finish. And, I mean, 1.8. Wasn't it 1.8 at the faceoff?
Yeah.
Like, it's asking a lot. He almost did it, but it's asking a lot to make to deke on a rebound with 1.8. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But that's your natural reaction. You don't have time to think of the clock or anything. When you get the puck like that and you see the opening, your natural reaction is to deke and beat the goaltender.
I can do this. Right.
I guess.
You know, it's not – now, how much time's left? What should I, you know, that type of thing. Especially a goal scorer, which he's been all his life, you know, is trained to, here's the opening, deep goal, you know, type of a thing. So I don't blame him on that. There's nobody to blame. It was just dumb luck that they ran out of time.
Paul, what do the players sound like at this point after three losses?
You know, I don't think they know what to say. I chatted for a while with Jack Quinn today and wrote about it, and he knows. I mean, he was out there 30, 45 minutes after practice working on his game and working on things. He's the last guy off the ice because in three games, Jack Quinn only has one shot and no points. Of course, a lot of Sabres don't have any points, but he knows that can be better. You know, he's working on it. And that's the thing. Jack Quinn has an elite shot, and he gets it off quickly, and he should have more than one shot, and he knows it. And I would like to see what we saw in practice today, and it would depend on if Peterka, you know, the Sabres had said that they will evaluate him more after practice, but the good news is he's out there practicing, but he was on a line with Cousins and Quinn. That line has worked very well before. And I'd like to see it because I thought Benson was fine playing with Thompson and Tuck. I didn't have any problem with that. So leave that alone, and maybe Peterka can get those two guys. I mean, Cousins on the other end of that coin leads the Sabres in shots, and he doesn't have any points, you know, so or any goals. So, you know, maybe Peterka getting on that line if he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is able to play tomorrow would help that line get going. And I just think Jack Quinn's got to start shooting the puck because if he does, he is a guy that can score goals.
Yeah, he had one really nice chance in the second period, I think it was. Like a little give and go with Kulik coming in over the blue line. Did he hit the net on that? I'm trying to remember if that's his one shot
one
through three games.
Where he was right on the doorstep.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the one you're
talking this
about.
Was more like a they came in over the blue line and maybe like from the faceoff dot around there. I think maybe he got a shot or top of the circle sort of
and
that
he
region.
Made that play to Byram in the third period in a 2-on-1 perfect pass. Byram walks in.
There's a post.
Beats the goaltender. Another post.
Yeah.
Too many posts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Too many posts.
Yeah.
The Kings did hit one off the off the inside of the post too.
They did.
That stayed out. But
actually, if you want to be absolutely correct, Byram hit the crossbar.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was at the joint of the two, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all iron. We just call it iron, Paul. That way we're in the clear. Don't clarify post or bar, whatever. Byram, he, I feel like when he steps in it, it's a mess. Like he when he makes a mistake, I feel like it's really like, oh, dude, what are you doing? But there are certainly things to like about his game. Mm-hmm. But man, I don't want to say like so much hinges on him. I mean, he's their number three defenseman. But if he can play at like close to a level that's commensurate with what his ability is, I feel like that's a guy that's a real that's a great thing to have, a third defenseman that's of that caliber.
The double goal, which I think put it away in game two, he made two mistakes.
Right.
He gave it away, and then he got all discombobulated coming back trying to defend and blew that too. So it was like two huge errors that he made there. But, you know, there were other parts of the game I liked with him. And there's been a lot of a part of his game that I've liked playing with power. I've liked the pair, and I watching it for three regular season games, I haven't disliked the pair. So, yeah, I think there is a lot, you know, just he just needs to clean up a few things, and I think he'll be just fine.
Overall, Samuelson, I think, has had a rough start to the season. Do you think the late penalty gets him a seat in the press box?
It should. I mean, the accountability has been a big thing they've been talking about, and Lindy did not like that penalty. He talked about it. Something suicide. I don't remember how he determined it, but he did not like that penalty. He goes, the referee was right. He goes, of course you call that. He said, that gets called every time.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? You're killing a penalty, and you come down hard on somebody's stick and break it? Either that or putting it over the glass, you're getting a penalty. Whether you're down a man right. or whatever, you're right. getting a penalty.
Right.
And just, it's like, that can't be. You can't let that go by, in my opinion, if you're going to start holding people accountable. You're going to play a heavier team in Florida anyway. It might be an idea to put Gilbert in the lineup for him for a game.
What did you think of the atmosphere opening night?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. The fans were ready. They wanted to go off, you know. They you know, were cheering, you know, they were going after the referees, and they were into it. And, you know, when the goal was scored, it was loud in there. And they were, it was like their emotions finally got released when Tuck finally scored, or even when Benson scored, and they thought that was going to be a goal. But, and then, so I thought the crowd was definitely into it, and it was good to see. It was, and, you know, they, as far as seeing a good hockey game from your team, they got their money's worth, except they didn't score goals.
Right.
But they got to see their team play pretty well and generate chances and go, oh, about 150 times. You know, right. But, you know, so I thought the crowd was great. Unfortunately, they didn't get the result that they came to see.
Forgive me, I could find this in a box score, but was it a pretty full house? Pretty full house?
Yeah, like, it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was hard to tell on TV.
It was sold out.
Excellent. All right. Well, good.
And they were definitely into it. They were ready to go.
Well, maybe they catch a break here with Florida coming in. I mean, maybe they're ornery off a loss, but they lost their captain here for at least some time. It looks like Barkov is going to be out for certainly this game and maybe a week or two.
Week to week, they're calling it. So, yeah. You know, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. But it's that you get a little bit of a break there. It sounds like Dave Pagnotta said from the fourth period that it's not as bad as maybe first feared by the Panthers, but it's going to be a week to week type proposition. So they're going to have to wait and see, you know, when they might be able to get him back. But that's a huge part of their lineup. Their best centerman, you might say, their best player.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at that team. But they certainly have other players that are very, very good. And as you said, they lost in Ottawa 3-1, so they're going to be cranky.
Yeah, Barkov got hurt, if you don't know, chasing down a puck back to his own end with the goalie pulled. And he and I think it was he and Stutzel crashed into the boards together there, and Barkov got the worst of that. What do you think about goaltender tomorrow, Paul? Back to UPL, or do you think you alternate?
Yeah, no, I think back to Luukkonen. It sounds like, you know, rough even from his first press conference. It was like, you know, he's the goalie, you know, and he was fine last night. I mean, he made the initial saves that he had to make. You know, Kopitar is a star player in the league, and you give him a chance to come flying down the slot by himself, he's gonna put that away. I don't blame Luukkonen on that. And the game winner, he couldn't see. Byfield screened him.
Yep.
So he never saw the game winner. So I was fine with him. And, you know, you got a back-to-back coming up after that on the road, which I'm sure Levi gets into, whether it's the first game or the second game, and you go from there. But I don't have the impression that they are in a situation they want to alternate goaltenders. Mm-hmm. But I think Levi's going to get his chances as we go along.
that Kopitar second one might go in anyway. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Both of his shots were so good. Mm-hmm. All right, tough one. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
All right, it's our man Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline, and his appearances here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Sal coming up in 20 minutes, talking Bills Jets. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.